Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
All right, we're live. So I stumbled into a site the other day. We're doing keyword research for one of our partners. So John and I, obviously we have the course Dropship Breakthrough, and we want to partner with students. So if you're a student listening to this, by the way, and you've had some success, that's who we're looking for. So we partnered with a few different students already, and we have a team member here working for us, doing some keyword research for them. And during this keyword research, we stumbled into this site, and they're doing so much that I love that I was like, all right, I'm going to send it to John. Then John's like, yeah, I've actually stumbled into these guys too. So we kind of just wanted to do an episode, portraying some of the things we like. So I don't know whether you want to have me share, John, and you tell me where to click, or we can bounce back and forth here. But like the site is windowcleaner.com. For anybody not watching on video, windowcleaner.com. You want to see what John and I are looking at, go to Spotify, go to YouTube. You can watch us, kind of look at this in real time. So yeah, I don't know. I was blown away by some of the stuff.
Yeah, you put it up there, big fella.
Hey now. All right, so I'm going to pull this off the side so I can still see your ugly mug. There we go. So, immediately, what stands out to me is we talk about selling to a person. You can't pick, more of a person than someone who's a window cleaner. Like, that's a job. It's a task. I bet the moment someone sits down and goes, oh, they're selling to window cleaners, who else has a job like that? And they're going to come up with 20 other ideas. Or, for the love of God, go to ChatGPT and say, I found this job interesting. Tell me some other jobs that people do, as their own job. Like, this is something, you're serving entrepreneurs, really, right? Like, you're serving the entrepreneur who's cleaning the windows. It might be a small business, might be a big business, but it's one person who's doing one distinct thing, and they need a whole lot of products to do that. And man, they're doing this site so well, John. I genuinely don't even know where to start. And I thought, starting with the person, something we push really hard in Dropship Breakthrough, was important to start with.
Yeah. And these type of business, just before we get into it, these type of businesses are the perfect one, I think, to me. In a lot of ways, mostly you're talking about, by volume, small businesses here, right? Like you say, like a dude. It could be a dude by himself or a woman. They could be with a small team. Like, maybe they've got a staff of 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or something like that. And yeah, sure, I'm sure there's some big businesses in this space as well that do the big high-rises and in cities and all that sort of stuff. But by volume, these businesses are generally going to be classed as small businesses, maybe medium. And so from a how they purchase products perspective, it's very similar to how a B2C person does, right? They need something. They just go online to Google and search for it. You don't really see a big difference, because at the end of the day, the business is just this dude in the picture that we see on the screen right now. So when he needs to buy stuff, he's not sitting in a big fancy office with a ton of staff helping him out and purchasing department and blah, blah, blah. He needs something. He's doing it in his after hours. He's sitting at home in the evening doing his books or whatever. And he's just getting in there and going to Google and saying, oh, I need a new, portable reverse osmosis cleaning thing, or I need a new pole to stick my cleaner on the end of, or I need a new ladder kit, like whatever. And that's how they're buying, which is exactly the sort of marketing that we would be doing for a high ticket dropshipping business. And so you don't need to do, when you're serving primarily big organizations and things like that, the sales process can look a little bit different to what you would generally do with a high ticket dropshipping business. And it might take you a bit of time to get into that. But with this sort of business, you just need to do the stuff that we talk about doing all the time for retail customers, and you're going to get these type of business customers. Mm. So it's cool. I like it.
To the point of our last episode, which was a little bit of demand capture versus demand generation. Can you imagine popping up in your Instagram feed, somebody standing next to a ladder and was like, hey, are you a window cleaner and need a 21-foot ladder? Like, that's not how you sell these products. People are already looking for these products. And so you simply need to get in front of them. Look, I like this pop-up. I like that they're giving away a tool as part of it. I hope they actually give it away. I think that was a thing back when we started, was run all these contests and then never actually give one away. I try to be more ethical than that, but
yeah.
mean, there's so many products in here, and you know, I know I can hear people saying some of these are going to be low ticket, and they need to be. You're going to need to have some low tickets in your business as well. But a lot of the main things here are high ticket, and I know there's a place I want to go right away. I don't know if you want me to go anywhere on here on this site, John, but you know, I just stumbled into bundles. A real fun trick, if you're on Shopify, you're in a collection. It might already be sorted by bestsellers. If it is, just if it already says bestsellers, just click a different one and then click back to bestsellers. And wouldn't you know it, here's the best-selling products in this collection. I think it's a real bug in Shopify, if I'm honest, that they can just go see this. Maybe it helps customers, maybe it doesn't. But this is their bestseller, and wouldn't you know it, it's a bundle. John and I love a good bundle. You know they want to buy this. And they probably need all this stuff with it. And this is the way that you can up your average order value, which is one of three ways to grow your business, as John would like to tell you. And so I stumbled in. And one of the first things I saw when I was looking here was just bundles, 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 bundles. And, I, you know, they call it the residential kit. I would imagine they have a commercial kit. I would imagine they have some other kits as well. And so that's probably the first thing I would point out is bundles. I'm a big, big, big fan of bundles.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And people often ask the question about the technical nature of how do you create a bundle in Shopify? Like literally, this is how you do it. Create an image with all of the products on it. That's it. And then just set it up as a single product in Shopify, like technically on the back end. You don't need an app to do this, to create bundles. There's no apps required. You just get an image edited like this. The one thing I would do differently, I don't know if they have it further down the page, but to really turn up the marketing on this one, they've got like at the top, they've got like the normal price, and then it's crossed out, and then they have the price of the bundle, and it looks like a big saving. I would literally put in big things, save X dollars by getting this bundle. Like this is the big thing, right? Anytime you're offering somebody a bundle, you need to tell them really directly and not with a percentage. Don't say get 20% off with this bundle. Give them the fixed number they're saving in dollar terms, because like, especially for a business, right? Anytime you're going to advertise a saving, say it in dollar terms, because people can't conceptualize what a percentage means for them. They have to calculate the percentage first, which if it's an odd number, like if you're saying get 20% off $3,634, what the fuck is that? Like, what's 20% off that? I can't work it out. I need a calculator to work that out, right? But if you say you're going to save, what is that, $635, like I can immediately go, I know what I can get for $635, right? So if I buy this product, this is the thought process. If I buy this product, I can then go and spend $634 on something else for my business, right? And people can say, or that's like a week's worth of expenses for me or whatever. And so it has an immediate value to them. And so I think this is a great, really well presented thing to begin with, but that's what I would layer that on top of this and make it really big and bold. And I reckon
that was on another screen looking for like one of our sales pages where you do this, right? You get this X dollar value. You get this X dollar value. You know what I mean? But you get it for this one low price, bundle and save, right? Like I was looking for that to share it. I think they could do that as well. One of the next things that stands out to me is like this finance button just really jumps off to me. So, you know, add to carts here. It's, you know, as red can be. I'm not sure I like red, if I'm honest with you, from a psychology standpoint, but like, it's obvious. It's obvious where you're clicking to add a card. I also like that finance really pops off here. I actually kind of want to click this button, John, because I want to know what happens. Oh, so if I log in, I can save it. Got it. I was trying to wonder what save product for later does. I don't think I've ever actually seen that before.
Hey, if you've been thinking about starting your high-ticket dropshipping journey with us here at Dropship Breakthrough, but you've got questions, you're unsure about what's inside the course, you're unsure if it's right for you, or you just love to hear from the experiences of our students, you can jump on a free call right now with a member of our team who is also a Dropship Breakthrough student and successful high-ticket dropshipper to talk about all of those things. Just head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call and book your call today.
I noticed that they have a video for every single product too, right? And so if you go back to, if you're a member of our
Alex's course, Window Cleaner.com.
you will see, I don't know if that was playing through the audio or not, but like you will see in the mini, was it? Oh, nice. That's very loud. I was in Minneapolis. I did a whole presentation. I'm like, I think this is where we're going, right? Like, I think you're going to need to do videos like this. I would encourage you, if you're listening or if you're just watching, go watch some of these videos so that immediately your imposter syndrome goes away. This is just some dude standing next to a product and he's not very entertaining and it's not very good whatsoever. None of them are. In fact, he's like talking about how, look at the flow come out of here. And it's like barely dripping out of a product. Just like he's not doing anything special whatsoever. And so like I would encourage you to like, you know, go watch some of these videos and realize that you can do this too. And it's not that difficult, especially, you know, we talk about what do I do if I get a return? This is what you do if you get a return. Go stand in front of a brick wall with some tin. Like that is nothing special there. And just record a nice video talking about the product.
Yep. Yep. And then yep. And they have those videos further down the page too. I don't like necessarily putting the video in the gallery there. I don't know that it lazy loads when it's there, but the ones they have further down the page are set up to lazy load. So well done to them on that. You absolutely want to do that.
I love that they have make it a bundle with your bundle. Like, in case you wanted a bundle with your bundle, they got you covered, man.
Upsell, baby. Keep upselling. Yeah. Yeah, I like the product page on here. The thing I like, there's, like I say, there's probably a couple of things that I would do a little bit differently. But what I like about their product pages is they're presented really simply. Everything is clear. Everything has nice, even spacing around it. You know, it's not all jumbled up. Sometimes you see people design their product pages and they kind of just add more and more stuff in and really jumble things together. And it all looks doesn't look like it's formatted properly. And, you know, that's just a bit of a, so, you know, I think they've you know, spent a little bit of time here. Just kind of
might make this text a bit bigger.
Yeah. I'd probably do that. I think it's too small. I'd go for 18 point font size there, but you know, once again, it's nice and simple. And I think you don't underestimate the power of simplicity in your design. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be colorful. It doesn't have to be popping off everywhere. The right things do, but as Ben mentioned, like your buttons need to pop off, but just looks nice.
Speaking of knowing your person, I don't know if you're looking at my screen right now, John. You know your person. They're cleaning windows. They're probably also thinking of other things that they can do while they're there to make a little extra money, and they've got all that stuff here. Gutter cleaning, scratch removal, screen care, pressure washing, more high-ticket products to the entrepreneur. This is meant for an entrepreneur, right? I'd be shocked if there's not like resources on how to start your business on here. If there's not, that's something they're probably missing. Like, what would you charge? Hire a window. This looks fun. Like we like helping entrepreneurs. That's why we do what we do. I can imagine getting into a high ticket niche where you're also serving entrepreneurs would be a lot of fun. And man, my brain's already starting to think of 5-10 other entrepreneurs just like this. Like, you know, craft brewery is probably another one where they need a bunch of stuff and like, they want to start selling their stuff.
Yeah. You look there, you've got things like marketing blueprint, window cleaning basics. So they're teaching people. Absolutely. I think this is brilliant. I mean, if you're in one of these niches and you've been in the niche and you know how to build a business in this niche, like if you teach people how to start a business successfully first, like what would totally go on the front, you know, what would be great for this business? We've talked about it before. Get a course on how to start your own window cleaning business and actually teach people how to start the business, because guess what they're going to do? They've got to buy the products to start the business, which you can also sell them. So they're doing a bit of this with these resources. I mean, this is like gold. Teach people how to do it and then sell them the products they need to do it, right? You can sell them the course, then you can sell them the products, and your AOV, your average order value, your customer lifetime value, is like through the roof compared to just selling them like the pole or the little cleaning attachment or blah, blah, blah.
I Googled it and it was the right title, and I was really, really hoping this was it. So I've done this before. Like Corey Eckert and I built some guides on composting toilets and put it on Amazon. And like that book sells. It's like $2, $3. It's like all of our guides mixed into a book of like how to choose the right one. I like this even better of like, here's how you can make $500 a day cleaning windows with no startup money. Also, here's all the shit you would need if you did want to scale this thing. We have it all covered for you. And like, I was really hoping it was this one, but it's not. But this is, oh man, this is smart. I kind of want to reach out to these guys. Like, it'd be cool to have them on the podcast. They're doing some really cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Where else do you want to go on here? What's this free gift? What do you think? Man, this is really small text.
Yeah, okay.
Spend $10,000 you get some tiers, right? So if you spend 100 or more, you can pick one of these. This is kind of what... do you know what Uline is, John?
I do, yeah.
So they do this. Like we buy, I don't know, boxes and packing tape and bubble wrap and stuff for our pets business here. And you know, you get credits or whatever, and then they're just like, what do you want? And so like I've got a a nice grill thermometer from them and some other like random stuff. They do the very same thing. This is very smart, actually.
Yeah,
it encourages people to keep coming back, right?
Yep. Yep. Although I think sometimes from a where this goes a little bit less having less effect, I like it. I think it's cool where you're like, hey, you get to choose your free gift. In which case you only get the free gift if you choose it. And so it's kind of cool in a sense because people get to choose something that they actually might want or need. But at the same time, what you actually find happens here is most people don't do it. Right? And so from a customer wow perspective, I think it has less impact. And so I'm probably often in more senses just like, because I didn't see this on the product page. Like, on the product page, it's just up there. I would like on the product page, I'd be like putting it in there. If you buy this product and we are going to give you this, and then you just give it to everybody. It's direct, it's specific, and everybody's getting the free gift. So everybody's going to feel better about your business because of that. And they're going to talk about it or they're going to do whatever with their buddies. You know, another cool thing that you could do here is with this business is if you're going to teach people how to do the business model, you could also build a community of people who do the business model.
For sure, yeah.
Like Discord, like Facebook group, like whatever, like stuff we do with Dropship Breakthrough. We have a community of people who get in and talk about how the business is going, share ideas, blah, blah, blah. You can create that, and then you've got, once again, another automatic marketing channel. And anytime somebody you can have offers in there to buy your products. You know, that will attract people who aren't in your community yet from the outside. Like, yeah, you could do so much here.
Dude, are you looking at this page? If you own a window cleaning or pressure washing company, WCR Nation is a great, like they have their own podcast teaching people how to run, other tips and tricks, talking to, hey, probably interviewing window cleaners and people who have bought from them. If you imagine someone started a window cleaning business, bought from you, started listening to your podcast, right? And then you were like, hey, you want to come on the podcast? Do you think they're ever going to buy the rest of their products from anywhere else? No. They're going to buy from you forever.
Yeah.
Let alone if you just like talk their language. Oh my gosh, this is such a good idea, John. I really want to meet these people like these. I really like this site. Actually, I really like this format. I stumble into sites like this all the time. If this is something you like, will you leave a comment below on YouTube or on Spotify or send us an email, support at Dropship Breakthrough or Ben and John at whatever you want to do. Like, get in touch with us because I could geek out about websites all day long. And if this is something you're actually into, I would do this. I would probably do this for free. Like, just for like, I do it for free. This is what I do in my spare time. I just find a random website and geek out about it. So, if you're into this, please leave us a comment so John and I can do this more often because this is fun. So where else you want to go on here, John? I'm blown away by some of this stuff.
Yeah, I'm just getting through some of these different...
lease, no payments for 90 days.
Did you... what did you think from an SEO perspective?
Man, I don't think I even got there. I know the product that Ben stumbled into. Ben's our employee. He stumbled into it. So I see some of those, and maybe that's how he got there with some of the longer tail. So, you know, when this comes out, it should be out already. The collection module of the SEO course inside of there, I'm going to teach you to find four keywords. So, something for window cleaning is what we stumbled onto, right? Or adjective, like whatever your product type is. So air purifiers is what I use in there. So air purifiers for mold, air purifiers for cat smell, air purifiers for birds. There's all sorts of these four and adjective keywords that you should build out in your business that you can rank for. And so we stumbled onto it here, but I don't know if they were actually ranking for anything or not. I guess I didn't really ask Ben because Ben found it. He's early on and like, you know, turning into the same nerd that I'm at. But he started nerding out. He's like, dude, you got to see this site. So we just sat there and geeked out about this site for a while. And then I sent it to you and you were like, let's record a podcast on it. So
yeah,
I would have to look through some of the bigger categories of like, are they actually hitting the big keywords of, and what are those big keywords? Like, cause glass cleaners, they likely don't rank for glass cleaners or stain removers or glass. You know what I mean? It's gotta be for window cleaning is likely.
Cause when you look at one of those collections, like glass cleaners, I went to the same one actually just under the soaps and chemicals there. And then you go to stain removers, you scroll, like you don't see anything on the top of the page. It just says free shipping on orders over $49 and it has the products, but you scroll down and then it's like, can you fix stained windows? What's the best way to remove stains on windows? So they answer a bunch of questions. What's the best stain remover for glass? How do you remove stubborn hard water stains from glass? Can I make my own glass stain remover?
I'm gonna show you one that I put in the course actually real quick.
And they got some videos and stuff. So they actually do put a lot of content on their collection pages. They just put it down. They're mostly answering questions.
So I often put FAQ on a brand or on a product type or on a four or whatever. If the answer can be like short and sweet, like you can't build your own page. So you need 500 to 1,000 words or whatever to write your own page realistically. If you can answer it like this, like it probably doesn't need its own page. But like, tell me how you think this looks versus like, this looks way fucking like, oh my God, I'm going to have to do better. You know, just even the gray shading on each section and like, you know, I love a good back and forth and it probably looks like shit on mobile or maybe it looks better on mobile. I don't know. This is really well done. And this is answering some FAQs around glass cleaner. Best glass cleaner for hard. I probably wouldn't have put this here if I wanted to rank for best glass cleaner for hard water stains. But I see what they're trying to do and it just looks way better.
Yeah. I mean, I think these little questions and answers could actually link people to the product, right? I mean, I think that's what they're not doing.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a picture of a product there, but there's no like, all right, so can I click on something? Like maybe they would.
I bet on clarity that they're getting just, you know, people are hammering these clicks
images,
on the store
here. Yeah. So, I mean, I'd do it a little bit different, but I think it's a good idea. Like a lot of people get all barred up about like, oh, I can't put content on my collection pages, blah, 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 blah. I just have to have products. Like, I think this is I'm with you. I think that was nicely presented content on a collection page, cut few improvements maybe, but for sure that you could do. But I think it's a good way to go about it for sure.
So I literally recorded this video today. It's one of the last videos in the collection course I think they are making a mistake here. You have to think through the eyes of the user as well as the eyes of Google. And so like they have, you know, Pure Water Power is the brand. And often in a brand, you have these like different types of things that come in there. And so what I see is a lot of people create 8 different collections under here. And I'm going to guess that none of these rank. Right. And so like Google doesn't likely want 8 different collections here. They want one. Now your job is to make these like as usable as possible. Can I make this PWP water fed poles jump to a section of the page that is just water fed poles rather than going to this, which is serving no purpose whatsoever for your website? This is where SEO and like usability is like, it's really hard to mesh the two together because Google doesn't want 9 collections for this brand. They want one. And then like, how do you separate them out so people actually get what they need? You'll find pushback when I teach this for accessories. So you're like, well, I got to have a collection for accessories, this brand's accessories. And I'm like, well, you don't, right? It just needs to exist somewhere. It needs to be findable on your website so that when the 1 in 1,000 people who come to your website looking for that one single accessory can find it, but you're not bogging down your site with these loads and loads of extra collections. So I think they could actually probably do that a little bit better. But, I'm nitpicking a little bit on this site, honestly. Like this site's pretty well done in a lot of areas. And I imagine they're doing quite a bit of revenue as well.
Yeah, anyway,
that was fun. Definitely. Like, I want to do these more often. I don't know. I hope people listening to this, watching this, like this or go to that site and they like this. There's one guy who stands, I guarantee Matt Gemkow is sitting here going, oh my God, we found, like he's geeking out about this because he's he's into that shit just like you and I. But I hope there's other students, other people watching this who are like, this is fun. Like how often do you stumble in a site like this where you're like, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, often. Often. I mean, it's not always a drop shipping website. I don't think it needs to be either. Like e-commerce websites in general, I mean, drop shipping is just a method of fulfillment. Everything else is not really that different across, doesn't matter what type of e-commerce you're doing, if you're doing it off your own website. And so, yeah, I think I often come across websites where I'm looking at the product page and I go, man, that's just a nice product page. What they're telling me there, I get it straight away. It's really clean. They've got a good offer. Yeah, I mean, that I buy stuff. That happens, or maybe it's their content or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, and I love those ideas where you can, like, that one was a good one, where you can just see, like, automatically, you just see all those different, like, business, like, potential business activities you could go under to build a really big, like, talking about that one with the doing a course, teaching people how to do the business model, having a community built around it, then actually selling the products. Like, that's like, super exciting. Like, that instantly we both had those ideas. I didn't even think of that before we started talking about it now until you pulled up the content there. And then I was just like, it just like clicked. And I was like, holy shit, if you could pull all that together and get the marketing for each of those components, right? Like the content as front end marketing, like, because you can take that a long way. That's got big reach, man. And like, wow. Yeah. It'd probably take you a year or two to get it right. But once you got it right, holy shit. That'd be insane.
You like to rant about people who ask, when should I start my second store? And you're like, never. Like, you've never done everything. This is a great example of like 10 different things no one's fucking doing in their business. And like, until you've done this, don't go start your second store. Like, if you don't have a video for all of your products, do that. If you don't, the podcast, the marketing materials, like the lead gen that they have on some of those, like how to start a business things. There's a lot here. There's a lot more they could do just by looking at it. I can come up with 10 more things that they should do. So if somehow you're watching this business owner, reach out to us. We'd love to help. But yeah, this is what, you know, when we get that from students a lot. I'm like, I'm thinking about starting a second store. And you're like, have you done all the things that, even in our course, let alone all of this stuff?
Yeah. And like, people will have pushback. Like when we talk about the content stuff and the core or a course or a podcast or a, you know, whatever it might be, a community and stuff, they'll be like, well, I don't know enough about it. I can't do that. You know, I'm not that person, blah, blah. That's an excuse, right? You can go and license the content. You can license the course. You can, like Ben said, there's a book there. You can get white label books. You can get private label books. You can find somebody who knows how to do that thing and pay them to give you the content, basically. And all, like, this is a business model in and of itself. Like, I know people who their business is, I pay experts to create a course for me, and then I go and market the course because I'm a marketer and I know how to sell courses. I don't create any content myself. I just make offers and I run an offer. I run offers. That's all I do.
My buddy Abdul does that. Yeah.
Yeah. This you can do it. Like, not knowing or not being in the industry yourself is not an excuse. You just have to work out how to find somebody who can do it, where you can get that content, but you can 100%. There are multiple ways that you can do that. And so once again, I think, you know, I think this is something we'll probably talk about more in the future. Cause I agree with you. I think it is part of the future. Yeah, don't let it hold you back, man. There's so much opportunity.
People feel capped, right? They're like, I'm doing all, like, how do you scale Google Ads? You can't scale Google Ads. You can capture all the demand in Google Ads. But then you need to do SEO. Oh, okay. Well, I've got the SEO. No, you don't, first off. But like, once SEO is done, then it's like, where do I go? We just found like a bunch of other stuff on here, right? Videos, tons and tons of videos. The books, right? The podcast. Man, I'm blown away by that podcast one. That gave me a lot of ideas, actually. So, I don't know. I hope this inspired somebody listening to this. Please leave some comments below this video and tell us what you thought, because I'm excited. And I hope you're excited too. Like, we do this stuff to meet our people, right? And if we're not putting this in front of other people who are like, oh man, that website rocked, like, we're talking to the wrong people, because I want people to be excited about this stuff too. Like, there's opportunity everywhere, man. Windowcleaner.com. Who would have known?
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.